So let's do a little meditation and get ready for the channels. If you would just close your eyes, take a breath, and another breath. And now is the perfect time to let your shoulders relax and the back of your neck and your face. Breathing into your body, letting your lungs fill up and filling that area in your chest and your belly so that when you exhale, it is relaxing and you are clearing the decks. And your thoughts and busyness of this morning can move to the back of your mind and you can get ready to receive. You can open that part of you that is the receptive part. Open your mind and your heart. Open your feelings and your allowing. Getting ready for the most wonderful, loving messages, for the honoring that comes to all of us when we receive these beautiful visits from Adiranda and Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. Even though we're not here looking at you in your right eyeballs right there, virtual reality, everything is possible. You are indeed here in this wondrous studio. You see, that is what we wish to talk with you about today and tomorrow. It is about the divine order of things. There are things that you could never imagine happening, and then they start happening. You know, when you throw your trust right into the divine order of all things, the universe starts shifting around and saying, oh, that is what they want. That is what they want. This is where we're going. We're going to rearrange this. You know, there's an old saying that the universe will rearrange itself to accommodate your picture of reality. It's just a very old saying. However, that is ultimately true, that the universe will actually rearrange itself to accommodate that which you are asking for. So when you turn everything over to that divine order, then the universe starts bringing up a solution there, or the universe starts bringing up a solution here. We could give you example after example after example in the vessel Marilyn's life and in the Joy's life, because with that energy, they are a part of the example, as you know. They are a part of that divine frequency. You know, they will tell you later, one was in California, one was in Missouri. Never the two should meet, and here they are together, 10 years later. So in that capacity, the energy of divine order is something that you still get the opportunity to trust. You still get the opportunity to surrender to all possibilities. And as you surrender to all possibilities, you get the opportunity to think, what is it that I want? We'll talk about that later. What is it that we're going to pivot into? We'll talk about that later too. But as you are trusting, trust is probably one of the most difficult parts. Because you see what appears to be havoc, creating everywhere, chaos, creating everywhere. And yet it is Sekhmet herself that says, from chaos comes change. There are some that call our dear friend Sekhmet and the destroyer of chaos, because she elicits so much change. Well, change is upon you. The world is shifting in every way possible. And what is happening there is its dimensional frequency is actually shifting. There are those scientists that say that your DNA inside of your body is actually shifting. Now, we don't know how that can be possible, but we know that everything is possible. So in this energy and in this whole feeling of trying to stay on, what do they call those boards that are that you're standing up on and you have a paddle, or what are they?
Stand-up board.
A stand-up board that you're trying to balance yourself. That seems like a simple name, eh?
Paddleboard.
A paddleboard. You see, that is how simple it is. Is you're learning to balance on something you may never have balanced before. So one way that you can help your cells in your field accommodate that is to start doing things beyond your routine. Yes, we know you wonderful humans are very routine-oriented people for the most part. You get up at a certain time, you have your morning routine where you have your tea or your coffee, or maybe it is your vessel Marilyn smart tea that she drinks, or maybe it is your magic omelette that you make, whatever is your routine. So to help your cells accommodate this new frequency, we're going to ask you to change your routine. Shift your consciousness. It can be as simple or as complicated as you wish. Sometimes even changing your routine to eat with your non-dominant hand is enough to shift things around in the cells of your body. Sometimes it is about getting dressed in a different order. Do you know that when you dress yourself, and we know that you probably do at this point in your life, that you do the same thing in the same capacity? We were talking to our vessel Marilyn this morning, and we said, dress yourself in a different order. Well, as she was putting on her pants, she does not want us to tell you this, just to let you know. As she was putting on her pants, she nearly fell over because she was not used to the different order of the pant leg going into one leg. She's saying, do not talk about this. But you see, that is important for you to know and understand, that just by shifting your conscious routine, your cells will start getting prepared for something new. They are prepared for something new. They were preparing for something new in April, and then everyone locked in and everyone stayed home. So now you are venturing out just a bit, and your cells are still saying, oh no, we liked the quietness over here. We liked that into lockdown, huh? Because you got used to that. Now, you're going to get used to something new. Yes, take a deep breath. As you get used to this aspect that is the new normal, the new human, the new frequency, it is power-filled. That is why we want you to prepare the way by doing things outside of your regular routine, outside of your regular frequency. What would happen if you actually got into the car on the opposite side of the car and tried to crawl over the console? Maybe that's not such a good idea. You might knock things over. However, look at your routine into how you cook, how you eat, how you walk, how you talk, how you connect with others, and see what part of that you can start changing. What part of that you can start shifting so your cells are preparing for the new routine that is coming. So yes, there is more newness coming. We have told you, our dear friend Cryon has told you, there's more newness coming your way. And you get the opportunity to trust that it is still divine order and process. it is still a part of that divine frequency that is you. Dearest beings of light, we love the magnificence of you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would like to do a series of four channels as I often have been doing. Not all of the meetings that my partner puts together would lend itself to this kind of thing. An examination of one subject that would allow multiple parts instead of one simple short channel. And this one is going to be what I call germane to the situation of now. If those which would tune in later to this did not look at that which was the date, they wouldn't necessarily understand what we're doing. You are in the middle of what some has called wave number 2 in your country, of that which you have then called the lockdown. Perhaps not as locked as the first one, but still. The time when you cannot do the things you normally do, the time when you're required to wear things you would not normally wear, not go out and celebrate, perhaps not even go to work. These are difficult times, and they take their toll. I would like to title these particular channels, Finding Joy in the Midst of Chaos. Finding Joy in the Midst of Chaos. I cannot underestimate the healing power of joy. I did a channel recently talking about some of the profundities and the influences that are on the human being by certain emotions and actions and things, and joy was one of them. And now I want to continue on that. I want to give you some information probably you didn't even know. When all of this virus talk is said and done, and it's history, and it will be, there are going to be a lot of things known that are not being known at the moment, but only suspected. And I'll tell you what one of them is. Health workers, hospitals, those who deal with unhealthy people are going to show in their graphs and charts of numbers the uptick, as they're going to call it, of other diseases during your virus. In other words, during this time, when you shield yourself from one thing, you're creating something else. And that something else is being created because your chemistry reacts to it. Your chemistry in your body, which is tuned to your consciousness in such a profound way, reacts to anxiety and fear, stress, unhappiness, and you know I'm right. It's an invitation for other diseases to come in because your immune system is beat up, if you want to call it that, when you don't feel right, when you're fear, when you're anxiety, when you're worried and unhappy. That's what goes on. And so you might say that old adage you've heard where laughter is the best medicine is true. It is true. And physicians hearing this will agree and nod their heads and say, we have seen this. The human being has the ability through their consciousness alone to keep themselves alive even past a point where they shouldn't be. I point this out and have before. Ask a surgeon. They'll tell you that there are so many instances or a grandmother or a grandfather will want to see how an operation on their grandchildren will occur and will wait months until it happens, until they come out of it, and then they'll pass away almost the next day. Ask those in society, psychologists, how that same thing will happen, especially with grandparents, keeping themselves alive until the graduation happens of their grandchildren. And then they pass. That's the kind of control you have. Your body is linked to your consciousness. And so you can actually sustain life if you wish. Do you ever think, if you had something else to look forward that is 10 years away, can you sustain life for that? And the answer is yes. All you have to do is inform your body what you want. You're in charge. You always have been. That's cryon information from the beginning. But the biggest one is joy, happiness, and peace. These are the things that we have taught for a very long time, and it goes right back to this premise. Every single human being has the ability to create a remembrance of joy in their countenance that has happened in their past. It's in their mind and in that synapse of their brain. Pull it forward, paste it on themselves, and be joyful in the time of chaos. This is doable. It's not a trick. It has to come from your own consciousness of desire. You have to cognize what I'm saying. Cognize it. You have to believe it. I've said this before, and I want to go back. Even if you've had a difficult childhood, dear ones, you remember that as a child, there was joy. Playing with that which were your friends or your toys or your animals. A time when you were so peaceful with yourself and laughed with yourself. Even if you've had a difficult childhood, those times still occurred. If you've had a good childhood, you know what I'm speaking of. If you've had a childhood where your parents loved you dearly and helped you in every way they could, you know that that inner child of yours, alive then, is still with you because you remember it. Even if you were not mature yet, that inner child has a spark of remembrance that is pasted in your brain. There are some who reject it. There are some who have been taught that when you were a child, you thought as a child, and now that you're an adult, you don't think as a child anymore. Therefore, you're not supposed to be childlike ever. Now, there's truth in that. It's even scriptural. That you should now think as an adult in that you are more responsible now. But that doesn't mean you're not supposed to laugh as a child. That is how your makeup of your consciousness is designed, dear ones, is designed to keep those things which make you happy and peaceful on a shelf that's close to you so you can pull upon them in times of trouble, so you won't go down that what they call rabbit hole of difficulty and darkness where it's difficult to recover. I am talking to some who are in that hole, and I know it. Hard to sleep at night. When you wake up in the morning, it all comes racing back. There's problems. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? What's going to happen next? Something you didn't even think about a year ago, and here it is. I know. There are tools, dear ones, built into you that can keep you peaceful and even joyful in these times. Imagine the ability to pull upon the memory and the emotions of you as a child at your happiest time. To be able to pull on it on purpose, consciously, then paste it on yourself right now in order to get through these times without additional sickness, without the anxiety that you perhaps have at this moment. To add to this puzzle, there are also those who say those things shouldn't be done. They will say, anytime you would act childlike, it is an affront to your gender, especially men, who will say, this is no longer appropriate for my manhood. I will not giggle anymore. Well, if you've been around my partner much, you know he giggles a lot. Because he finds things that are funny, even that in times of trouble, for himself. He designs that, he knows where to go, and he knows how to do it. And he also knows that it's his salvation of health. And that's what I want to tell you about, and that's what I want to teach. There are those who have disengaged themselves from their inner child to such a degree that if you ask them about it, they'll say, oh, yeah, I took my inner child and I buried it in the backyard a long time ago. So it's not going to come out. It's dead. And for them, it is, because they killed it. Now, it's not to say that they cannot resurrect it, because truly, it's always there. But in their consciousness, their truth, they killed it. How about you? In all of these things that I'm speaking of, where are you in this department? When you wake up in the morning, how do you feel? Does the anxiety grip your heart as soon as you wake up and you worry all day? Well, if you do, I'll tell you, you're not alone, and that's why I'm given this channel, dear ones. There's nothing wrong with that. It just doesn't need to be. You hear what I'm saying? So many of you right now listening to this, and those listening to this in the future, will relate to this in some way. I want to take these four channels, and I want to talk about it in a loving way. I'll give you some very practical tools that are going to seem to be too simple or strange or crazy. And I'm going to do that in the next channel. I know you're going to be here because those listening to this will watch the entire program, and those who are listening to this later can find all of the channels in one place, as my partner has said, on his website, where he collects them, numbers them, makes sure that no one is left out. Dear ones, this is, I would say, the message of the day. I'm not going to be talking about profound things of the earth right now or the healing that is coming. I want to talk about the healing that's needed right now. So you stay healthy. So you can pull upon that joy that is there. And as I say, baked into your brain, it's there because you experienced it. You can't delete it. Even though you say you can and you want to, you can't. It's there. And if you want to recapture it, you can. Joy is the great healer of the human being. Laughter is the great healer of the human being. Your chemistry changes, your persona changes. And even that which you consider your outlook of the future will change, because it changes how you think. You remember when you were a child sitting on the floor, perhaps playing, and you didn't have anything to worry about at all, nothing. The only thing that you had to worry about is how long you had to play. And your mom would come in and say, well, put away your toys. And you said, oh, that's the worst thing that could ever happen. Let's rekindle that time when there was nothing to worry about. I'll be back with some tools, more discussion. And so it is.